It's 11 trivia questions on TV moms. I give you the name of the fictional mom. You tell me what sitcom they're from. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks so much for checking out my show. It comes out every single day. If you like trivia, it's fun to listen to on your way to work or on your way to the gym or during your workout, during your dog walk. However you listen to podcasts, this is the show for you if you like pop culture and trivia. Speaking of pop culture, I am sitting in my garage, more standing, walking around, holding the recorder. And I'm going to kind of describe some cool stuff I just got. I just got this very cool Cruella de Vil Funko. It's called Disney Villains Pop Rides. And it's her in her like classic car looking crazy with like spinny yellow eyes. It was a Hot Topic exclusive and I got it on their website. And that is going to be something I use for a very special Disney event coming up soon. Also got some Funko cereal, Lydia. This is Beetlejuice's Lydia. It's red cereal and it comes with a little red wedding gown Lydia inside, so you can hear the shaking of that stuff. Also got some Rocco cereal from Funko and some Ian Malcolm Jeff Goldblum cereal from Jurassic Park. Something else I have on this shelf is a Hey Arnold Pop animation Funko toy that I got only exclusively at GameStop, and it's Strawberry Gerald. So it's Gerald from Hey Arnold in the strawberry costume from I think the first episode, and then they have Arnold in a banana costume as well. I got to collect that one at some point. So those are just a few things on my shelf, my big prize shelf in the garage. I also have a ton of board games that I found at different Goodwills, stuff like Disney Scene It, Trivial Pursuit DVD Edition, Trivial Pursuit 80s Edition, the TV Guide Game, 3-Minute Mysteries, and more. So that's kind of where I store all my fun stuff that I usually give away or use for content. Just thought I would share that quick tour with you. And at some point, I'll make a video of all the cool stuff I have and post it on the YouTube channel for Trivia with Buds. Did you know every episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast that comes out every single day gets posted to YouTube? So if you, for some reason, like watching stuff on YouTube, it's just audio with the image of the podcast art, but you can listen to the show every day on YouTube if you're into that. And I've been watching a lot of cool stuff. I've been watching Veronica Mars season 4, finally all caught up. And we have, I think, 3 episodes left to go on the newest season. It started off real slow, did not like the first 2 episodes. Thought the characters were not super fun like they were when they brought the movie back in 2014. I'm like, man, where is the show that I used to like? And then it really kind of kicked into gear and we watched 3 in a row last night and they were all great. So now I'm invested in the storyline and I can't wait to see what happens. And I hope they keep making Veronica Mars forever like they did with Murder, She Wrote. That would be cool if it just lasted like Kristen Bell's whole life. That would be fun. Okay, this is a nice rambly intro. Sometimes I like to do those, and we're going to jump into the trivia for today. Right now, this is TV Moms. I'll give you the name of the mom. You tell me what show they were on. Here we go. All right, guys, this will be a quick one. I just give you the name of the mom. You tell me what show. Here's number 1. Claire Huxtable. Number 1, Claire Huxtable. On what TV show would you find a mom named Claire Huxtable? Number 1. Question number 2, Peg Bundy. Peg, P-E-G, Bundy. Number 2, TV mom number 2, Peg Bundy. Question number 3, Harriet Winslow. Number 3, Harriet Winslow. And number 4, Jill Taylor. Question number 4, TV moms. Number 4, Jill Taylor. Number 5 on your list, Kitty Foreman. Number 5, Kitty Foreman. Number 5. And number 6, Linda Belcher. Number 6, Linda Belcher. Number 7, Marion Cunningham. Number 7, on what TV show would you find a mom named Marion Cunningham? Number 7. Question number 8, Edith Bunker. TV mom number 8, Edith Bunker. Number 9, Claire Dunphy. Number 9, Claire Dunphy. And number 10, Vivian Banks. Number 10, Vivian Banks. Your bonus question, pretty tough for 2 points. What is the last name of Christy and her mom, Bonnie, on the hit CBS sitcom, Mom? What is their last name on that show, Mom? All right, those are your questions for TV Moms. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers to see how many moms you got right. We are back, gang, and here we go with TV Mom answers. Number one, Claire Huxtable was, of course, the mom from The Cosby Show. Number one, The Cosby Show, and I don't think she ever won an Emmy for her role on that show for whatever reason. Maybe not even nominated? I feel like there's some weird fact about that. Look that up. Claire Huxtable, The Cosby Show. Number two, Peg Bundy was married with children. Peg Bundy, who is a twin in real life, and her name escapes me for whatever reason right now. Ed O'Neill and... I don't know what. She's on Sons of Anarchy. You know who it is. Number three, Harriet Winslow. That's Family Matters. Number three, Family Matters. Steve Urkel. Not his mom, but his love, Laura's mom, Harriet Winslow. Number four, Jill Taylor. She's married to Tim the Toolman Taylor. That's Tim Allen on Home Improvement. Number four, Home Improvement. And I feel like I've said it before, I'm calling it right now. They're going to reboot that show with all three boys and the parents, and they'll have kids and grandkids, and it'll be the same show, but that will be coming in the next few years. I just have a feeling. Number five, Kitty Foreman is That 70s Show. Number five, That 70s Show, of course, the mom married to Red. And number six, Linda Belcher, one of my favorites. All right, Bob's Burgers, number six. Number seven, Marion Cunningham was Mrs. C on Happy Days, as Fonz used to call her, Happy Days. Number eight, Edith Bunker was married to Archie, who was pretty racist on All in the Family. Number eight. Number nine, Claire Dunphy, Modern Family. That's a great show, and watching new episodes of that on its last season, if you want to watch the last season on Hulu. Number 10, Vivian Banks was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Vivian Banks, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And the bonus for 2 points, what is the last name of Christy and her mom, Bonnie, on the hit CBS sitcom, Mom? It's Plunkett, P-L-U-N-K-E-T-T. Christy and Bonnie Plunkett. Those are your answers for today's quiz on TV Moms. Hope you had fun with those. I used those in my live trivia rounds last week, and people had fun trying to answer those. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, fmdesignsinc.com, if you need anything custom printed or made. Check them out. What product is advertised as the quicker picker upper? What product is advertised as the quicker picker upper? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Central Perk for the name of the coffee shop from Friends. And your trivia team name of today is Yes We Can D. Yes We Can D. Yes We Can D for the October season. If you like trivia, check out our friends over at SkillyWorld.com. SkillyWorld, a daily HQ-esque app where you can answer true-false questions to win real money. SkillyWorld.com. And thank you so much for leaving iTunes reviews and spreading the word about this show. One of these days, we'll be on some sort of featured thing. I just smell it. It's right around the corner. Some kind of iTunes thing where it's like podcasts you should listen to. And it'll say Trivia with Buds. And that's thanks to listeners like you telling other friends who like trivia about the show. If you want to support the show monetarily, throw a few bucks over at patreon.com/trivia with buds. That helps me pay all kinds of bills every single month and buy prizes to give away to listeners just like you. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.